Coordinator for Latin America Caribbean, we have a problem with the workshop, and we are trying to recall whether you mentioned that. And, Coordinator for Europe.
Mr. Chairman, if I may be of some help, indeed we discussed this in the working group in the evening, and it was also it is also reflected in a non-document. But as in the report of the little working group, the CRD 8. But after the presentation of our work by the vice chair, the representative of FAO replied that our proposal, in fact, had already been covered because a seminar had already been organized, and he also showed the report of that seminar. So, the proposal was excluded by the reply from the FAO. I mean, we were proposing that a seminar be held, and FAO said, we are not going to hold the seminar. We've already held a seminar, and this is the report of the seminar. That's how I see things. So if we include what has been proposed by the CCLAC, then we'd have to also include the reply from the FAO, which might be a little bit embarrassing. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Europe. Vice Chair Wim, please.
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would propose that our colleague from Europe turn the page, and in paragraph 80 is the response from FAO. But let's say, Mr. Chairman, I support what has been just said by the coordinator of the Latin Americas, and maybe that we can phrase it slightly different. So I have a slightly different proposal that may solve the issue. In paragraph 79, in the third line, after as well as to equip them with the necessary resources, then comma, particularly in the area of pesticide residues. Then I would propose to delete the next sentence. The committee, however, recognized that intent of the proposal was covered by the existing activities in part 2. Delete that one. And then the committee noted that the concerns, plural, expressed in relation to this proposal were related to and insert, amongst other, the lack of capacity to generate scientific data in developing countries. And then follows, and that these concerns could best be addressed outside Codex, comma, for instance, in an international FAO WHO workshop. And that, Mr. Chairman, summarize, I guess, what we discussed, what was also presented as a result of the discussion. And then it flows to the next paragraph, where FAO says we have had already such a workshop.
Yeah, Wim, please, could you repeat that and a bit slowly so that we have the whole paragraph?
So, Mr. Chairman, that after the word resources in the third line, we add comma, particularly in the area of pesticide residues. Then delete the sentence, the committee, however, recognized that intent of the proposal was covered by the existing activities in part 2. That sentence should be deleted. And then the committee noted that the concerns, plural, expressed in relation to this proposal were, instead of was, were related and insert, amongst others, to lack of capacity to generate scientific data in developing countries, comma, and that these concerns could best be addressed outside Codex comma, for instance, in an international FAO WHO workshop. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chair Wim and Coordinator Latin America is comfortable.
Gracias, señor presidente. Alguna corrección quisiera hacer a ese párrafo, porque me parece que todas las preocupaciones no pasan por fuera del Códex. Hay muchas que deberían ser analizadas en el Códex. Con lo cual, en el párrafo propuesto por el Chair Vanek, donde dice estas preocupaciones deberían ser abordadas fuera del Códex, debería decir alguna de estas preocupaciones deberían ser abordadas fuera del ámbito del Códex. Algunas.
I think Coordinator Latin America and Caribbean, we have problems with the understanding, I think, and the words was could.
Some of the concerns could.
Yes.
Cannot.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will try to read the added part at the end of the last phrase, and that some of these concerns could best be addressed outside Codex, for instance, in international FAO, WHO workshops. Full stop. Thank you.
Coordinator for Europe and then FAO, and we close our discussion on this paragraph. Coordinator Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Referring to the workshop on paragraph 80, maybe it would be good if the name or the title of the workshop were inserted in the third line. I don't know the title, but maybe the delegate from the FAO can give this to us. So it would be after Belgrade in December 2005 on, and then maybe the official title of that workshop. Thank you,
Coordinator, for Europe. You are ahead of me, and we had not finished 79. Thank you for taking us to 80. FAO staff, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Creo con las dos propuestas que hemos escuchado, se podría resolver el problema, porque el comentario hecho por el representante de la FAO se refería al taller donde se han discutido las necesidades para aumentar la capacidad de los países en vías de desarrollo para generar data y para participar con mayor eficiencia en reuniones de expertos, y no específicamente solo al tema de residuos de plaguicidas. Entonces, con la modificación propuesta por el vicepresidente Wim y con la indicación de nuestra colega de la Coordinación de Europa, creo que podría quedar el texto tal como está en el número 80, y agregando entonces el título se lograría una clarificación del asunto.
Thank you for you and Member Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Estaba en inglés. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, just for the sake of clarity, because sometimes we get lost in the interpretations. I just had a little problem following the secretariat kind note. I'm wondering whether the word additional was included before workshop than an additional workshop. Because otherwise, this looks exactly as the distinguished representative of coordinator of the, of Europe said it. Like, we asked for this, and this has already been taken care of. And this, I can assure you, is far from having been taken care of. There are matters of procedure here that are really down to the core, relevant to be addressing, and those would affect the codex procedure. So I just wanted to make sure that the word additional was appeared there. Thank you.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One possible way out is to a little bit narrow down the scope of the last addition to paragraph 79 and make it clear that those future workshops should address the pesticide residue issues. And by doing this, we could make it clear that the workshop that will be referred to in paragraph 80 is something else. So the small changes, the addition to the end of 79, paragraph 79 would read as follows. And some of these, and that some of these concerns might best be addressed outside codex, comma, for instance, through international FAO/WHO workshops on pesticide residues. And addressing the point raised by the coordinator for Europe on paragraph 80, we will insert the full title of the workshop, and it will make it clear that the Belgrade workshop is a generic workshop and it didn't specifically address the problem of pesticide residues. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I think the clarification is clear. And we shall make the changes both on paragraph 79 and on paragraph 80. Can we then look at paragraphs 81 down to 87, please? Member Near East.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. في الفقرة 82 الاقتراح قدم من عضو الشرق الأدنى وليس من لجنة تنسيق آسيا. ثانياً يشار في السطر الثالث أن النص الراهن أوضح على نحو واف الهدف المشار إليه، والحقيقة أن النص الراهن لا يوضح، ولذلك أقترح أن بدلا من هذا النص أن نقول حيث أن الإضافة المقترحة مشار إليها في البند 1ب من النظام الأساسي لهيئة الدستور الغذائي، خصوصا وأنه في الفقرة 212 من الدورة 29 أشير إلى أن عدد من الوفود أكدت على أهمية المحافظة على علاقات التنسيق والتعاون بين الدستور الغذائي والمنظمة الدولية للتوحيد القياسي تجنبا للإزدواجية في العمل أو التعارض بين المواصفات. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Member Near East. We are looking at your first intervention with regards to the observation having come from Near East, not Asia, but according to the notes, the Secretary can explain. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paragraph 82 stands there because one proposal was made and it was not finally supported and agreed upon by the committee. So this is the reason the paragraph is there. Now, according to our notes, that the exec committee listened to the reports from the vice chair Van Neck, who had chaired the subgroup meeting. And in the subgroup meeting, it seems that the fact was that the member for Near East referred to the proposal that had originally come from CC Asia and take it into account. So, and finally, as I mentioned, this proposal was not taken on board. Therefore, if the committee wishes to take the facts and recognize the originator of the coordinating committee rather than who supported this and who did not support this, I think it is judicious to refer to the coordinating committee for Asia. Thank you.
Coordinating committee for Asia, I see you had your flag and you put it down here comfortable. Member Near East, please. The second observation, we could not understand it properly.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. لم يتم إصارة هذه الإضافة من عضو آسيا خلال اجتماع اللجنة التنفيذية، هذا ما أؤكده. والنص المقترح، لأنه في السطر الثالث بيشير إلى أنه عدم تعديل النص نظرا لأن النص الحالي أوضح على نحو واف الهدف المشار إليه، وهذا غير حقيقي أيضا لأن النص الحالي لا يحقق الهدف. ولذلك بأقترح أن يشار بدلا من، لأن النص الحالي أوضح على نحو واف الهدف المشار إليه، أن يستبدل بعبارة حيث أن الإضافة المقترحة مشار إليها في البند واحد من النظام الأساسي. إذن النص الحالي لا يشير للهدف، ولكن الهدف مشار إليه في النظام الأساسي. أرجو أن يكون هذا واضح. I can say it in English to be more clear actually. In the third line, yes, saying that the text for activity 4.2, since the current text sufficiently described the objective indicated in Article 1B. Actually, the current text does not describe the objective. The objective is completely described in 1B in the article of Codex, the Codex status. This is why I'm saying that it should be replaced by the sentence that the addition required or proposed is mentioned in Article 1B in the status. Just to, instead of saying that the current text includes the objective, the proposed addition is mentioned in the status, not in the current text. I hope that I am clear now. Thank you.
Member Near East and Secretary, you got it?
Yes.
Can you please?
If I'm not misled, the new second sentence would read as follows. However, the committee decided not to change the text for activity 4.1. Considering that the proposed addition was covered by the objective indicated in Article 1B of the Codex Statutes, and the rest of the sentence will stay. Thank you very much.
Uh, And ladies and gentlemen, you can see the chair is already starting to sweat. I have less than 30 minutes. Otherwise, we shall go without translations. So I really request you to be focused, state exactly what is your proposal. We have had the discussions in the room before, so any other explanation will not really assist us very much in terms of the time constraints we have. A member coordinator, Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como usted recordará, el grupo de trabajo que discutió el plan estratégico trabajó solamente en inglés. Pero, no obstante ello, cuando el comité ejecutivo evaluó los resultados del trabajo de ese grupo de trabajo, esta coordinación señaló que solicitaba que no se tuvieran en consideración los comentarios respecto de la actividad 5.3, puesto que en realidad el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe no había tenido la intención de que se modificara el manual de procedimientos del Códex, que hubiera sido la actividad que hubiera propuesto para el punto, para esta actividad, la 5.3. que simplemente se había tratado de de una mención que había hecho el comité de tener en consideración la distribución geográfica, no iniciar un nuevo trabajo. Atento a ello, le solicitaríamos que se elimine el párrafo 84, puesto que fue lo que hemos pedido ayer, que se eliminara todas las referencias respecto a lo que América Latina y el Caribe había sugerido, porque dicha sugerencia no era correcta como estaba planteada. Gracias.
Thank you very much, coordinator for Latin American Caribbean. Were you making reference to paragraph 104 or? Yeah, but what came out was 104 something. 84. Sorry to come back to you again. Which paragraph are you making reference to in particular? And what do you want us to do with that paragraph? Could you just go straight?
Solicito que se elimine el párrafo 84, porque se pidió exactamente lo mismo ayer durante la discusión, que no se abordara el tema porque había un error respecto a la interpretación de la intención de Latinoamérica y el Caribe.
I think elimination is granted. And coordinator for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, I'm not commenting on the wish to eliminate that paragraph. It's just that it has implications because the discussion which took place and the Secretariat made an engagement to prepare a paper, that was in plenary. It might so be that if we delete this paragraph, then the Secretariat doesn't have to prepare that paper. Because otherwise, if they prepare the paper and there is no reference, that means nobody called for it and it's just a spontaneous activity that they undertake. We just have to see the link. But the discussion took place in plenary, and I recall that the Secretariat had promised to prepare a paper. Thank you.
Vice Chair Wim, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I fully support deletion of this paragraph in its entirety, including the suggestion that there would be a paper. On the day before, Kazuaki correctly pointed to the fact that it was an extremely sensitive issue, and he offered as an alternative. And then we had our discussion, and made it claim clear that it had never been the intention of the coordinator for Latin America that this should be included in the text. And when I presented it to the committee, then I said, well, this was not the intention, and it might even be not necessary to have this document. And nobody asked for it. So, Mr. Chairman, there's no decision by this committee that there should be a paper. So, therefore, yes, we can fully support the deletion of this paragraph in its entirety, and there should not be a paper to be prepared by the Secretariat.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim. And the reference for preparation of a paper is actually contained in the same paragraph. And I had granted deletion of the whole paragraph, which means everything which is there had been deleted. Coordinator, Latin America, Caribbean? Okay. So we have deleted paragraph 84. Any other observation on paragraphs 80 to 87? Seeing none, can we... Secretary, please.
Just to inform the committee that with the deletion of the whole paragraph 84, Secretariat loses funding to preparation of a paper, and the Secretariat will probably not prepare such a paper. Yeah. But the preparation of the agenda of the Executive Committee meeting is done by the Director General of FA&WHO in consultation with the chairperson. Thank you. We do not have the tape recorder with us. Today's proceeding is not recorded, but the proceedings made by this committee is audio recorded. And I do not recall the degree of strength of commitment which Secretariat made during the proceedings, and somebody listening to the audio recording may have some different interpretation. They may interpret that there was a commitment made, and the Secretariat just wanted that you will defend us in the event that there is no paper prepared. And when some Codex members that are not present here, but who will listen to the audio recording, have different interpretations. Thank you.
This is a request for collective responsibility, in the sense that nowhere will it appear in our final report that there were indeed paragraphs like 84 that we finally agreed to delete. So it's a sincere plea from the Secretary that we take the collective responsibility of defending the Secretariat. Can we then quickly go from paragraph 88 to paragraph 91, please? Member, Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Dos comentarios rápidos. Uno en el 91, en la segunda viñeta. No sé si sea conveniente agregar después de la palabra mantener las palabras o incrementar el presupuesto. Y en la sexta viñeta nos gustaría, después de la palabra, voy a pasar al inglés nuevamente. After the word expensive, to delete the rest and to, instead of what it says now, to include was expensive and there is a major need to ensure timeliness and quality of the translations. I'll repeat that. After the word expensive in the sixth indent, to replace the current text for, and there is a major need to ensure timeliness and quality of the translations. Gracias, Presidente.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There were proposals to amend the second bullet point and sixth bullet points. With the amendment on the sixth bullet points, the point actually covering the intervention made at the, during the session by the member from Europe is now being referred to a different message. So we are now checking whether this any other intervention was actually made in that sense. So I will come back to you in a few minutes. Regarding the second sentence, I would like to propose the simplified version. Members should concentrate on requesting maintenance or increase of the budget level for Codex in real term, and that would take up the idea of cost increase, and there will be no logical error with the maintenance or increase. And I'm just turning to my colleagues whether there was a record of...
Neta Europe, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je pense que c'est au paragraphe 91 que nous souhaiterions voir ajouter un alinéa supplémentaire, même si l'intervention que j'avais faite a eu lieu après l'intervention de l'OMS, qui est reprise au paragraphe 92, et plus particulièrement à la troisième phrase du paragraphe 92, où il est fait référence par l'OMS que l'augmentation de la contribution au budget du Codex entraînerait une baisse des contributions réservées aux activités des activités scientifiques. Et après cela, j'étais intervenu en disant qu'il fallait maintenir un équilibre entre le budget du Codex et le budget consacré aux avis scientifiques. Alors, je laisse le secrétariat le soin d'incorporer cela où il le souhaite. Je pense que ça aurait bien sa place au paragraphe 91, mais peut-être après le paragraphe 92 également. Mais je laisse le secrétariat le soin d'incorporer cette idée que j'avais exprimée où il estime que c'est le meilleur endroit.
Thank you, member for Europe. Indeed, you did mention that there was a need to have a balance between the two. While the secretary is looking for a way of putting those two, the words, so regarding the balance between scientific advice and the Codex budget. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our colleagues have had time to check their notes, and I checked mine. According to our notes, there were no clear requests for increasing the quality and timeliness of translations in the meeting. Of course, this point is extremely important. It has been raised several times in the Commission, in other committees, and in these committees. But our notes do not show the clear mention of this. Rather, in relation to the interventions made by the members for Latin America and Caribbean, centered on the need for proactively explore the outsourcing of translations activities to increase effectiveness. But there was no specific mention of the addition that was proposed by the member for Latin America. Thank you.
Secretary, secretary, and I'm sure we can leave it out. I'm sure the member from Latin America was trying to improve on this record, but it was not mentioned. Member, Latin American Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad es en efecto un esfuerzo por sintetizar en pocas palabras lo que se dijo aquí en muchas. Creo que tuvimos una larga, larga discusión sobre este tema y no veo cómo podría el secretariado poner todo lo que se expresó aquí. Por eso esto es un esfuerzo sintético. No sé si sea posible desde el punto de vista de procedimiento tratar de, con las notas que tiene el secretariado y las que tengo yo, dejar este punto un poco flexible para que reflejemos el sentido exacto de la discusión. Porque yo esta frase la propuse porque me parece que resume el espíritu de lo que se dijo, aunque es verdad que no se dijo en esas palabras. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, member Latin America and Caribbean. Indeed, I mean, we had quite a lengthy discussion, and most of us were in support of our interventions and presentations, but there was timely, and it's a committal, and that's what we are. Okay, we appreciate you not use those words, and we also appreciate your efforts to try to summarize, you know, the spirit you had behind the intervention. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the committee agrees, we could leave the original writing of 6 bullet points, but include a short phrase at the end. I would read the sentence. The usefulness of maintaining the current system could be questioned as it was expensive but did not satisfy the need of the users of the translations in terms of timeliness and quality. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That sounds more more diplomatic. So I think we can leave that. So member Latin America and Caribbean is happy. If there are no any other observations, can we go to paragraphs 92 down to 96, please? Member Africa, please. Should I draw attention to all of us that as we proceed, we might lose interpretation facilities at a very near short time, and I would appreciate if we can appreciate that factor and allow us to continue in English. It's a request, otherwise I still have less than 5 minutes. Member Africa, please.
Thank you. We are not part of those who are helping. We are part of those who could help you to go faster, Mr. Chairman. So I would like to refer to, probably add an addition after paragraph 92, because if you recall very well, we say that we made reference to the strategic plan after the intervention of WHO, that because it said things should be clearly explained to the World Health Assembly. And we made reference to the strategic plan as one of the instruments now to defend budget requirements in the parent organizations. So we can say, if you want, we can say the member of Africa referred to the process of developing a strategic plan as an instrument to defend budget requirement at the level of parent organizations. I think the English could be improved, but I think I mentioned a thank you.
Member Africa, Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do recall the intervention made in that sense, and our intention was to pick up that idea under the fifth bullet point of paragraph 91. So if the member from Africa could consider whether his intention is covered by fifth bullet point is or not, and if it is not sufficient what new drafting can be proposed to fifth bullet point, well, without prejudice, to make it a separate paragraph. Thank you.
Member Africa, please. Thank you. Coordinator Europe, please.
Just a very small amendment in paragraph 94. Paragraph 94, seventh line. We would like to propose that the dates, and in fact, that the sentence reads 1/5 to 1/4 of all FAO documentation, and here we insert in the 2002 to 2003 biennium, was believed to have originated in the Codex program, full stop, and we delete the rest, the dates at the end of that sentence. Just to change the order of the sentence, it's the seventh line of paragraph 94. No, we are inserting. Okay, I'll quickly read the sentence. Seventh line, 1/5 to 1/4 of all FAO documentation, and then insert in the 2002 to 2003 biennium, was believed to have originated in the Codex program, full stop. And we delete the rest of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator, for Europe. I mean, there isn't much to delete. Okay, it's understood. Any other observation between those paragraphs? Can we go to paragraphs 98 down to 103, please? Any comments on 98 down to 103? None. Thank you very much. Can we go to 104 to 110, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was a request from the member for Europe to recognize the need to maintain the optimal balance of funding between Codex and Codex-related activities. And possibly this idea can be taken up in paragraph 106. The Secretariat would propose a new sentence for inclusion in 106. The Executive Committee also recognized the need to maintain an optimal balance between the resources allocated to the Codex program and those allocated to the provision of scientific advice, full stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. That really captures the intent of the intervention by the member for Europe. Can we then go to, unless there are other observations for paragraphs 104 to 110, can we go to paragraphs 111 to 114, please? Member Africa, please.
May I request, Mr. Chairman, that reference to delegations should be removed in the paragraph, because we are not delegations here. We represent either member or coordinator. It's 10111. You see, we've reached several delegations in support of, and so on. So it's a.
Thank you, Member of Africa, for that observation. Member Europe, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Brièvement, mon intervention ne porte d'ailleurs que sur le texte français, mais je pense que la modification est importante. Et c'est le paragraphe 114, petit a, où dans le texte anglais, on dit que conversion of a regional standard into a worldwide standard should, in principle, et en français, on a laissé le mot « doit être envisagé seulement après son adoption ». Il faut remplacer « seulement » en français par « en principe ». C'est un vieux texte qui a été oublié d'être modifié, simplement.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 10 minutes, and it's an offer from the interpreters, please. So let's try to observe the offer. Thank you very much for your understanding. Member Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If, with your permission, I would like to add a new paragraph 114bis, which reads as follows. The member for Africa cautioned that temporary measures adopted shall not constitute unnecessary barriers for conversion of regional standard into worldwide standard, and stressed that the process of standard development by developing countries shall be facilitated and encouraged as a way of enhancing their participation in the work of Codex. I recall that was my own word. Anyway, I mentioned it when I say this is for the record. So there's nothing referring to that element of record, and then I think this is a sentence I'm proposing for that record. Thank you.
Thank you, Member of Africa. I remember that intervention, and I think it's something the committee can agree to add. Any objections from the committee? Seeing none, please, can you provide the text? Yes. Okay, thank you very much. Any other observations on paragraphs 111 to 114? No? Then can we go to paragraphs 115 to paragraphs 120, please? Member Africa, please.
116, may I suggest that we complete this, the phrase which is finishing with, no, not finishing, after the by the Bureau, because I think a reference is made in paragraph 113, and I think we should add that element of 113 here for better understanding. That's in light of the progress of the study undertaken by the Bureau to identify a set of draft procedures and criteria for use by the committee and eventually the commission. Because if you leave it, what is that study? It is mentioned surely in 113, but if I think it doesn't harm if we put the same here to understand, to complete the sentence. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Africa, and I think we could make reference to paragraph 113. Ah, okay. Thank you. Member Africa, please, on paragraph.
Yes, I don't recall, Mr. Chairman, that the terms of reference that are proposed here in the 117 were so clearly defined during our debate. So I need to confirm with the Secretariat. And their impact on trade and could include recommendation on the possible procedure that would ensure expeditious conversion of regional study into worldwide. So this is the term of reference for that study, but I don't recall that we really discussed it that details.
Well, Member Africa, as a chair, whenever I came across a point, I was really informing the bureaus to take note. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When this committee was discussing Proposal 8 under this agenda item, we were very much running out of time, and we are having a proceedings like at this point of time. And this point was raised by a member from the Latin American Caribbean, and he provided guidance which the study group may wish to take up. However, there was no clear support, but no opposition. So it was taken to be meant by a tacit agreement of the committee, but it would not bind 100% the work of the committee. Therefore, possibly we could simply change the model above from should to could, so that some flexibility will be built in. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Africa. The chair is there, please. The chair is there, please. So let's. Any other observations from the committee? We have changed the word should to cult in paragraph 117. Can we then go to paragraphs 121 to 128, please? Member Near East, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. اقترح في الفقرة 125 شط بعبارة وردا على سؤال طرحه أحد الأعضاء, حيث لم يطرح أحد الأعضاء هذه المعلومة, ويكتفى بالجملة تبدأ بأكدة الأمانة أنه وفي ضوء المعلومات المتوفرة, حيث ما ذكر كان على لسان السكرتاري كودكس سكرتاريات نوت ليس من أحد الأعضاء في اللجنة التنفيذية.
Member Near East, that is very much in order. Any other observations on those paragraphs, 121 to 128, please? Seeing none, can we go to paragraphs 129 down to 135, please? Any observations, Coordinator Latin America and Caribbean, please?
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, desearíamos hacer una serie de correcciones en el párrafo 134. A partir de la segunda oración respecto de la exposición que hizo el coordinador de América Latina y el Caribe sobre la preocupación de la delegación de Argentina. Y desearíamos que se ponga en el párrafo. En la segunda oración, el coordinador señaló que durante la aprobación del informe por el CCPR, la delegación de Argentina solicitó formalmente la inclusión de un párrafo que reflejara debidamente los conceptos señalados. A tal fin, redactó un párrafo concreto para que quedara reflejada lo dicho por esa delegación sobre el tema 10 del programa de la reunión. En particular, se había referido al párrafo de su documento de posición CRD-14 que indicaba lo siguiente: The Argentine delegation made reference to its written comments and stressed the importance of this matter in relation to the trade problems arising when importing countries apply national or regional MRLs which were lower than Codex MLRs insofar these were not sustained on the basis of a scientific risk assessment justifying this divergence.
Excuse me, coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, if we make reference to the CRD, where that text of yours was contained, wouldn't that be enough? Instead of repeating the whole text and just make reference to the CRD that had that text. I guess that would have been enough.
Señor Presidente, si me permite, el párrafo 134 se refiere a la presentación que en el día de ayer hizo la Coordinación de América Latina en nombre de Argentina sobre el tema, y nosotros señalamos puntualmente este párrafo, y en realidad en el 135 y el 136 está la opinión del secretariado y la conclusión a la que se llegó. Por otra parte, el CRD no es un documento publicado, simplemente el 134 refleja lo que se dijo en la reunión y fue lo que pedimos que se pusiera. En realidad, lo que habíamos pedido es que se hiciera una fe de ratas sobre el actas. Como a eso no se dio lugar, lo que pedimos es que en el 134 quede reflejado lo que se dijo en el día de ayer al presentar el tema. Gracias.
Thank you, Coordinator Latin America and Caribbean. I remember you really read those texts yesterday. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quickly, the conclusion of this sub-item is set out in paragraph 136. It says that Secretariat indicated that it would be possible to circulate the observation in Argentina to all Codex contact points if, after consultation of Chairperson of CCP and the Chairman of Commission. So this would be a commitment to something that could happen in the future. However, the coordinator for Latin America is now proposing to insert in the report of the committee the observations that could be circulated in the future. Because this report is being circulated to all Codex members and observers, by doing this, this committee is preempting the future action that could be taken by 136. So this is the observation of the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And last intervention from the coordinator. Latin America and Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Creo que son dos cuestiones distintas, la distribución que puede hacer el secretariado. Lo que estamos pretendiendo es que el 134 refleje exactamente lo que se dijo en el día de ayer. Eso no valida en absoluto el párrafo en cuestión. Simplemente queda reflejado lo que en el día de ayer se dijo durante esta reunión al presentar el tema. Gracias.
And remember Latin America and Caribbean, what about 136? So should that be deleted or it remains?
No, no tenemos ningún inconveniente en que se mantenga porque quisiéramos que los delegados que participan en las reuniones del Comité de Residuos tuvieran en cuenta esta consideración, aunque no quede incluida en el report final del Comité de Residuos de Plaguicidas. Gracias.
Yeah, well, it's true you read it, and I think we shall add it. And I'm sure members will recall that it was read, and it's something that is attributed to the coordinator Latin America and Caribbean. And it was read in the meeting, and it's a recording of what was read, and we grant that it will be recorded. Thank you very much. You have the text?
No. You have the text?
Can we then look at the last paragraph, that is 136?
Which one?
Member North America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This actually goes back to paragraph 133.
Okay.
And there was a very rapid discussion on this particular item, many of us did not have the actual text in front of us during the discussion. I certainly do remember the issue that was raised in that there had been some amendments made by the Codex Committee on Food Additives, which would have had an impact on the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods, and that it was agreed that that would not move forward until the other part had been looked at. I didn't remember getting into this much detail, although it very well could have been. But I guess my main question is, I had understood that the Contaminants Committee would actually be looking at it. This is suggesting that we asked the Secretariat to undertake a review and put together a proposal, which would then be submitted through relevant committees where possible. We would have assumed that it would be...
Excuse me, Member North America, can you hold on, because I'm seeing another meeting, and so that we are all together, please. And it's important the Secretary gets the intervention that we are making.
Okay.
Okay. Could you start again, please, if you don't mind?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, it's just referring back to the amendments to the procedure manual, and certainly not questioning at all the agreement that there would be an impact with the Codex Committee on Contaminants going ahead in advance of food additives. The point that I was raising was that this is indicating that we request the Secretariat to undertake the review of these sections. I had simplistically, I guess, understood that we would probably be looking at the Food Additives Committee looking at this section so they would not be left behind. That being said, if the Secretariat is undertaking this review, it does refer to submitting through to the relevant committees where possible. But I would assume that this would be going through the affected committees. Would there be any reason why it wouldn't be possible for it to go through the committees?
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Relevant committees may mean different things, and they could be different because of the factors that are outside the reach of our knowledge at this time. The relevant committee may include the Contaminants Committee only. It could include Contaminants Committee and Additives Committee. It can be Contaminants Committee, Additives Committee, and General Principles Committee. It could be Contaminants Committee and General Principles Committee, depending on whether there will be a session of General Principles Committee, what would be the time sequence. There may be a range of possibilities. Therefore, there was a word where possible added. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And we had come to 136. Member Africa, please. And I need to inform the committee that our interpreters have... Sorry, you want to say something before?
Yes.
Secretary, please. Member Africa, I had mentioned Member Africa, but I was still continuing because I had the mic and then I said, before, Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to remind the committee the items that are still on the table. We have Appendix 2 to look at, and we have to listen to the amendments that were proposed by Coordinator for Latin America to paragraphs 136 and 134, because I'm afraid that exactly the same situation is happening that happened in CCPR. We are adopting a report, and there were some requests to amend the report, and we are running. So I caution that we have to prevent the same to happen in this committee. So I propose that either in English only or without interpretation, we kindly ask through you, Mr. Chairman, the coordinator for Latin America, to read out slowly the amendments they are proposing on the paragraphs. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information to us, which is very important. And I just wanted to mention that we really thank our good interpreters. We requested for 10 minutes and we have gone 20 minutes. And as a committee, we express our appreciation for your understanding. And we continue. I use a word which I'm not very sure whether it's very polite or not. We continue loving you for the service you provide to our meetings. And I would request the members that since we don't have the translations, the interpretation facility now, would only conduct our business in English. And I hope we can all understand and bear with the situation. Thank you very much, and we appreciate.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we were on paragraph 136, and I had given the floor to Member for Africa. Member for Africa, please.
I thought we had finished with everything. I just wanted to add another 137, if you don't mind.
Maybe before you add 137, can we finish from the coordinator for Latin America, please?
Well, actually, I guess my English is somewhat better than Gabriela's, but you paused on me now the double challenge because she wrote everything in Spanish. I'm going to have to try to translate everything in real time. So I'll do my best, but I would ask for your indulgence. So the beginning of the paragraph would be the same, right? On paragraph 1, 3, 4. First paragraph stands, and the second paragraph after Alenorm, after the reference to the Alenorm, in the at the end of the third row in the English version would now read, the coordinator pointed that during the discussion of agenda item 10, during the discussion of the report by the CCPR, the delegation of Argentina formally requested the inclusion of a paragraph to reflect clearly the comments made during the meeting. Full stop. I hope you got that. To this end, such delegation drafted a paragraph which was presented to the Codex Secretariat, to the FAO WHO Secretariat, and requested its inclusion in the report under agenda item 10. This paragraph contained in CRD 14 reads, and I have the whole written, this one I have in English. Do you want me to read it all? The Argentine delegation made reference to its written comments and stressed the importance of this matter in relation to trade problems arising when importing countries applied national or regional MRLs which were lower than the Codex MRLs. Comma. Insofar, these were not sustained on the basis of a scientific risk assessment justifying these divergences. End of quote. And I don't think I have found an alternative career here.
Member Latin America, is that all the changes on paragraphs 1, 3, 4? What about the rest of the text after?
It stands as is.
Yeah. What about the word however? I mean, have you looked at it?
The word however?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, after all that, she confirms to me that you would go back to however in the final report, this paragraph was not included. Yeah.
I hope the rest of the members of the executive committee we are following the addition as proposed by CONETA Latin America and Caribbean. Okay. Can we then, if there are no any other observations, there was a suggestion for addition of paragraph 137 from Member Africa. Member Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a special request for you. I don't know how you look at it, but we clapped here yesterday, and then there's no reference for that in the report, in the whole report. So if you don't mind, it is put in a sentence that the committee. I don't know if what you. If you have a small proposal, I was thinking of a small proposed test.
The only dilemma I have is we didn't really have the opportunity to bring it as an agenda item, and I'm finding difficulty as to where we can fit it. Following the flow of our agenda items, and I am open for suggestions from the floor.
What are we trying to accommodate? Excuse me.
Well, maybe I give the member for Africa the opportunity to read what he has first, so that we understand what he has in mind. Member Africa, please.
Really, I don't know where to start, but on another point, the committee was informed as a surprise of the appointment of Mr. Isdin Boutrif as director of, I think you may get the right, Public Nutrition and the Consumer Protection Division. And the chairperson congratulated him on behalf of the committee and assured him of the full support of the committee in discharging his responsibilities, something like that.
I'm open for suggestions from the members. Secretary, please, can you take the floor on matters of procedure or otherwise? Secretary, please.
Well, I understand that the matter brought forward is not really procedure or substantive nature, but rather protocolial nature. And while the decision is up to the committee to decide inclusion or exclusion or any paragraphs, but I just want to note that this committee has not met since 12 months. And since then, there was new staff members and that arrived not only in FAO, but in also WHO. And our the former director from FAO also retired, and Mr. Sumpsi himself was appointed in April as the director, and he was present. So if you want to make justice to everybody, probably you would need a very long paragraph. So, of course, if you want to congratulate Mr. Butriff and recognize it in this report, you are fully entitled to do so, but these are also considerations of protocol nature. Thank you.
And I also recall that we have a new Director General at WHO, that is even higher rank. Can I request the Member of Africa to take it that it was a polite gesture from the committee and not matters of procedure, but as the Secretary said, these are protocol issues. And much as we appreciate it, but again, it's a bit out of context. Thank you. Can we go to... The Secretary would like to go to 135 quickly, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While we spend some time on other business section of the report, the Secretariat realized that maybe by adding two words, we can improve the clarity of paragraph 135. On English version, on page 24, second line, starts the second last sentence, starting with according to the understanding of the Secretariat, this was accepted by the CCPR at the time of the adoption of the report. Otherwise, some people may misunderstand who accepted what. So this is a small addition which Secretariat proposes. Thank you.
That clarifies the paragraph. So we shall add those. It's the CCPR which accepted and not the secretary. So it's very clear. The addition is important. Can we go to... Well, Appendix 1, we don't have to really adopt. But it's important if we cross-check the presentations and present to the Secretariat in case of any omissions or wrong representation of the addresses. Can we go to page 35? That's the strategic plan which has been appended here. We go page by page. Page 35. Any comments on page 35, please? Okay. On part one of the strategic plan. Let's look at part one of the strategic plan. And see if there are any comments. Part one of the strategic plan, which is appended to this report. Part one?
Tiny editorial on the heading before paragraph five. With the capitals, there was some problem. Just that this is going for the commission, so it should read well for the commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other observations on part one? No? Can we go to part two, please? Thank you. Any comments on part two? Part three? No comments on part three? Thank you very much. Then we have adopted the report, including the different corrections, amendments, additions we have made on the respective paragraphs as we are going through. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our 59th session, and let me start by thanking all of you for the hard work, for the cooperation, for the openness, transparency in the discussions, and also congratulate you for having been able to accomplish the task. And we have been able to have a report that we shall present next week to the 30th session of our Codex Alimentarius Commission. Let me also, on behalf of the Executive Committee, thank, congratulate, and commend the Secretariat for the hard work they have put into making this meeting such a success. We know they are really overstretched, and we have always been discussing about the problems they have. Our wish would have been if we could solve them overnight, but unfortunately we don't have the ability to solve the problems within the Secretariat overnight. But we appreciate the many hours, the efforts, and in fact the personal dedication put into this work. So could we clap for the Secretary, please? And I was talking of the Secretariat under the leadership of the Secretary. So I mean yourself and the... And also we thanked our interpreters. Well, they have gone, but they really did a wonderful job to us. And these are the people I always admire. They make the world one. In other words, they make us communicate. So it's a noble duty. Again, we thank them, and the Executive Committee should record our appreciation. And I wish to request you that we are going to the commission next week. It's never been easy in the commission, and it has never been difficult either. But the most important thing is the report is a collective report. It's from the Executive Committee. And as I mentioned earlier, we are going to discuss food safety. These are worldwide concerns, and as executive committee members, we should be the first to remove the national, the frontier boundaries, the regional boundaries, and talk as a world. So I'm looking for your support in this very important task of making sure there is enough safe food in the world for all mankind. Having said that, Secretary, you want to say a word or two? Usually we have this protocol, last announcements from the Secretary. But fortunately this time we don't have. And before I declare the meeting adjourned until sometime this December, Member Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, sometimes I would like to hide my diplomatic background, but it's always come back. So permit me at this juncture to first to say how happy I was to be a member of the Executive Committee of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And this is indeed the last session I will be attending. And I wish to appreciate all the effort that everybody here put in building me up as somebody who can now understand well what Codex is about and what we are aiming at. I said I'm certainly, I have a diplomatic background, but I'm also a technician being an agronomist by training. But I would like really to thank almost every single person in this room. We have worked very hard, but we have also sometimes I may have hurt by my way of speaking sometimes, even if I usually cover them. But I may have hurt a few people, but I wish to take this opportunity to ask you to forgive, because that's the way it is. And we may meet again. The world is too small. Who knows? I may come back to the Executive Committee after probably 4 or 5 years again, if I'm still working here. So thank you very much, everybody. And will those who will continue the work of the Codec, which is, for me, a very important instrument in food safety and in protecting the health of consumers, I think I wish you well. And you, particularly Mr. Chairman, I had the opportunity to work with you, and I see I have learned to appreciate your patience in conducting our business. And I want to thank you very much. As for the secretary, I don't know what to say, because I have always said he's a human with a very fast brain, because that's what has and I think that's the secretary we deserve. And I think he will continue to do good work for Codex. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Member of Africa. Indeed, we have always appreciated your contribution. And, you know, life becomes interesting when you have some differing opinions. And when different opinions are expressed for the goodwill, for the good intention, that's something we should encourage. And I don't think one will ever get humiliated or annoyed for a different opinion. And I should say openly, we are lucky to have you in the Executive Committee, as you quickly read between the lines and your advice. And one thing I can tell you is Codex membership, Executive Committee membership, it's almost a lifetime activity. You don't really have to come to the meeting. Well, it's an opportunity to come to the meeting. It's an honor, yes, to be a member of the executive committee and meeting in a session. But if you look at the codex process, it's such that one has the opportunity to contribute at any other time and from whatever part of the world you are. And having been in this meeting, you even have the higher opportunity, you have even higher picture of what goes into codex, and you are even able to contribute even without being in the committee meeting. So we are still looking forward for your active contribution. And as you rightly said, God wishes, we hope we shall see you in this meeting sooner. And well, that having been said, it's also not true for all of us that we shall be in this meeting always, but we'll remain permanent members of the executive committee. So we really thank you for your contribution. And ladies and gentlemen, I think we have come to the end of our meeting, and God wishes we see each other on Monday morning. God bless all of you. Thank you.